This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The political fortunes of former U.S. President Donald Trump are now an open question. The U.S. Senate acquitted him Saturday of allegations that he incited insurrection last month. In a speech on January 6th, Mr. Trump urged hundreds of his supporters to confront lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol building as they were certifying his election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Moments after the Senate voted on Saturday, 57-43, to convict Trump, which fell short of the required 67 votes needed to do so, the former president said he is not done with political life. Trump did not say whether he might run for the presidency in 2024, as he suggested last month when he left office. Mr. Trump called the impeachment case against him, quote, another phase of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. He added, no president has ever gone through anything like it. One of his staunchest Republican supporters, Senator Lindsey Graham, told the Fox News Sunday show that he spoke with the former U.S. leader after the Senate impeachment trial ended Saturday. He said that Trump is, quote, ready to move on to build the party. Republicans hope to retake control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives in the 2022 elections. Graham added, if you want to win, you have to work with President Trump. The Trump movement is alive and well. Insurgents killed at least 11 civilians and 3 soldiers in the northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, according to the army. Fighters from the Allied Democratic Forces attacked the town of Indaya in Ituri region, killing at least 11, according to a regional army spokesman. 3 soldiers and 4 insurgents were killed in the ensuing fighting. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.